Money in the plated church, send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain and thunderstorms are likely today and tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time it all winds down late tonight. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy, 73, windy today. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Tuesday is treating you good. Have your host, James, here. Thanks for joining me. Got some good stuff on the way for you. Right away, I want to send a shout out to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Good music on the way for you. Got some Craig Morgan, Toby Keith, Carrie Underwood, all coming up for you. And some requested Willie to kick things off. And also, diving into our National Day of Calendar, some fun things for you. It is, starting off, World Sports Journalist Day. Join us as we honor and recognize sports journalism on our World Sports Journalist Day. Journalism has come a long way with sports. It's also kind of changed journalism, not just sports journalism, but the way that reporting is done. And some of the better reporting done in the world right now is really sports journalism. There's a lot of really good reporters and a lot of really young people that are getting into reporting that are going strictly into sports. It's also interesting to see a lot of people start in sports media and get their chance to go into just main news or other outlets. There's a lot of good journalists out there. Journalism isn't dead. We just need to keep it alive. We just need to, it might be on life support, but we need to keep an eye on it. All journalism. It is National Report Military Fraud Day. Observe National Report Military Fraud Day by raising awareness about the magnitude of military fraud. There's a number of different things that, number of different sections that you can go down with this one, but one important one is to look at, we think of scams and scamming happening to, honestly, our senior population the most. But it happens to all kinds, and it's very prevalent in the military family, especially when one is serving overseas. There's a lot there. I encourage you to look into it. Special Recreation for the Disabled Day. It's a good one. You want to watch some fun basketball, watch some wheelchair basketball. It is awesome. It is amazing. And some hustle. Especially if you like basketball. You are going to see straight up like a lot of interesting parts of the game, I think. National Disco Day. Not my thing, but if you're into it, go for it. Enjoy. It is World UFO Day. 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Have you seen a UFO? Do you believe you've seen a UFO? Do you believe in UFOs? I've never experienced anything like this, and I have a very realistic brain, and I tend to like to see things before I believe them and everything. I also have a very uncontrollable imagination, and it's very hard for me to imagine that we're the only thing in the universe, heck, even in the galaxy, that, you know, can travel space a bit, can do some of these things. But I also have nothing to base this on. I tend to actually, to be honest with everybody, when I think of UFOs, one of my first thoughts is UFO movies. If you ever saw The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original, Still the greatest UFO movie ever, I think. Used to watch it with my papa. Love that movie. It is also I Forgot Day. I almost forgot this, by the way. But we got it in. We all forget things. There's a great way of, I think, of embracing this and noticing your brain and when you forget things, when you don't. And training your brain. You can work out your brain. Do all kinds of different exercises for that, whether it is testing your brain to make sure you remember something, or Sudoku, or, you know, a crossword puzzle, or any kind of the brain games that they got out there. Not only is it fun for your brain, because your brain likes to learn as much as your legs like to run or work out, but it can help stave off Alzheimer's, dementia, these things. And we want you to feel as good for as long as possible. And that's not something to fear, but if you do fear it, speak it out. It is Freedom from Fear of Speaking Day. So a lot of people out there who suffer in silence, a lot of people out there who struggle for many, many different reasons. Today is a great day to face that, challenge that, and overcome that. And finally, it's Made in the USA Day. Retail therapy enthusiasts rejoice. Shopping is fun on Made in the USA Day. Today is a day that we are encouraged to buy USA products. Got a lot of good stuff made here in the States. Make sure to look for that label, Made in the USA. And it gives you a chance to practice before the Olympics, chanting USA, USA. I've been practicing. I hope you have. It's coming up. It's less than a month away, everybody. Get practicing. Andrew Ferris from NXS shows up in our first country music story of the day. Yeah, I didn't expect that either, I know. Andrew Ferris from NXS goes country on his new single, Something Stronger. And in a recent interview, he was asked why country music is having a moment. I'll let him speak this one out for himself.
I think that because country music's good, and I think the songwriting part of it is still intact. The blending of music genres, I think that's cool anyway. Music has always done that. It's always progressed, you know, from somewhere and gone somewhere. And then we're just seeing something else again. And I think it's fascinating that Post Malone and Beyonce, you know, are coming into that world. I think it's amazing.
I think if you feel it, go ahead and play it. I think that's a big part of music. And regardless if you are Taylor Swift going from country to pop, if you are Andrew Ferris going from pop to country, however you want to do this, or Darius Rucker, or, you know, so many of these artists. I think he's got one really strong point there for sure. Oh, he's got a lot of great points there. I think that Andrew Ferris knows more about music than I do. But I'll say that his comment on the songwriting, I think, is very, very integral to country music. Whether you like new country, old country, whatever, it always has to come down to the songwriting, I think. It's the thing that I love about country music, is the storytelling, the songwriting. And when it comes to the songwriting, I genuinely think that true country fans out there, diehard fans out there, can tell the difference if an artist has written something from the heart, or if they've written it on their jet plane when they're flying from gig to gig or something like that, and just kind of parroting and pandering to you. Because that's the danger right now with country music. It's not Post Malone or Beyonce being in country music. This has always been the thing. Nobody lost their mind when Ray Charles came out with a country album. It was one of the greatest country albums of all time. It's about the intent. I think it's about pandering. And got a lot of artists out there, a lot of country music artists, that it's an act. It's a gig, and you know, that's music. That's entertainment. Hip hop has that. Pop music has that. Even every genre has that. But in country music, you guys hold that a little closer to your heart. It means something a little bit more. And the love that you have for certain genres is, I think, different than most music formats. If the songwriting's there and it's genuine, I think you got a good artist there. I think you got a good country artist, regardless of where they came from. And it's all silly anyway. We're labeling music, putting things in categories and everything. I'll be honest with you. I try to handle this hour with country music. Not modern country, not legends of country, not any of these things. I try to play your music that you want to hear. And I try to play what I think is country music, for the most part. I don't pick everything we play. But I do think that. What do you think? Let me know. 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And feel free to email me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. James.maloff@civicmedia.us. I want to wrap up talking some Willie. Willie Nelson has been going through some health struggles lately and had to miss a few dates on his Outlaw Fest tour. They were listed as unspecified health concerns, but the man is 91 years old, so I think that's understandable. In his absence, his son Lucas Nelson filled in to play some of Willie's greatest hits. A couple other friends of Willie showed up, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, all played as scheduled and did longer sets. But the good news is, Willie is going to be on the road again. He's feeling better. He's been cleared to return to tour. His Instagram said that he will be resuming his tour dates this week. They have a show tonight in Mansfield, Massachusetts, so everyone expected to see him back in action. And then the next show will be Willie's 4th of July picnic in Camden, New Jersey. God, I'd love to go to that. That would be awesome. Think that'd be a lot of fun to check out. Yeah. We had some requested. Somebody, I want to say over the weekend, asked to hear some classic country. I wanted to hear a Willie Nelson song. So I thought, all right, well, we can do that. And then I come across this news today, and I thought, well, that is just too darn fitting. We got to definitely play some Willie. And you can't hear that man is getting back on the road again, and you know what we're going to play. Yeah, we have to, right? We kind of have to. Again, we've got some good stuff coming up for you. I apologize. My computer just went down on me. You guys want to look behind the curtain for a second? I had pulled up for you On the Road Again, Willie Nelson and his sons playing On the Road Again. And I'm trying to get it to go back again, but it will not play. But if you get a chance to go ahead and check that out, I encourage you to do so. It's Willie and his three sons
drinking
playing on the road again. And it is a very, very good rendition. And for his age, the way he plays still, the way he sings still, it's quite amazing. Here is the Redheaded Stranger, Willie Nelson, On the Road Again on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. Thank you.
life's always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your room. I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
My wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand vets. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Little heavy treat for the morning. Old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and Old Red was headed south. Come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy. Better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy.
Like a Blackfoot daisy out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing.
Carrie Underwood, Church Bells on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. And only few, not many can sing like she does. Good stuff on the way for you, everybody. Lady A, some Zac Brown Band. Got some Tim McGraw coming up as well right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on West Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, West Country.
Winona!
Step into the world of coffee and tea with James Maloff, The Sunrise Show, and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Discover the sweet, the salty, and the zany ways people love their favorite drinks. Flex your imagination, create a new coffee sensation for a chance to win free coffee. Submit your crazy drink ideas to WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Facebook page with the hashtag ImaginationCoffee. Your coffee could be showcased for others to try. How do you wake up in the morning? With The Sunrise Show and From the Ground Up Coffee House.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, bartender.
young love and Saturday nights. Shops, so beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside.
Spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
I miss my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Thank you.
walking away.
When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day.
Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away.
Zach Brown Band, As She's Walking Away on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Got some Tim McGraw coming up for you. Also a little bit of John wanted to hear some Bailey Zimmerman. That's coming up. Marissa wanted to hear something. Here's Thomas Rhett, Die Happy Man on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die the happy man. Yeah. Drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, maybe I could die a happy man. Maybe I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man.
Back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. That don't mean nothing, 'cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life.
Mexico, living on refried dreams. I'm down here in Mexico, sick as a dog. My head is pounding in this border town fog. Down to my last dime and coming apart at the seams. I messed up in Mexico, living on. God, you were near. So full of your memory, but feeling so empty, I've run out of my self-esteem. Now I'm messed up in Mexico, living on refried dreams. I'm down here in Mexico, sick as a dog. My head is pounding in this border town fog. Down to my last dime and coming apart at the I'm messed up in Mexico, living on refried dreams. I'm down here in Mexico, sick as a dog. My head is pounding in this border town fog. Down to my last dime and coming apart at the seams. I'm messed up in Mexico, living on.
Tim McGraw, Refried Dreams on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Your host, James, and I'm out. I'll be back at 5 in the morning to hang out with you. You guys have yourselves a great day. Garth Brooks, got some Michael Ray, Luke Combs, Lainey Wilson all on the way for you. Right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Wood and Marathon County 4-H would like to welcome you to an outdoor adventure camp at Dexter County Park in Pittsville on Thursday, July 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For $10 per person, you will get all the supplies you'll need for this adventure, including canoe rental. This event is ideal for youths aged 10 and up, and parents are welcome to attend too. Registration is required before July 1st at bit.ly/outdoorcamp24. For more information, check out the Wood County 4-H page and the UW-Madison Wood County Extension event page. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's reacting to the Supreme Court ruling giving presidents absolute immunity for official acts while they're in office.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
That decision does not apply to unofficial acts. CBS's Graham Cates says Mr. Trump's attorneys are already asking the verdict in his hush money case be thrown out.
He's already been convicted, so his lawyers first send a letter to the judge requesting to file this motion seeking to overturn the conviction.
A powerful Category 5 Hurricane Beryl is headed west through the Caribbean. St. Vincent and Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves.
It has left in its wake immense destruction, pain, suffering across our nation at this hour.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiz Country 105.5.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Six people died in a house fire in Nisida on Sunday. When officials arrived at 2:30 a.m. on June 30th, the house was fully engulfed in flames and several people were in the driveway. Three adults and three children were unaccounted for. Fire departments battled the fire for approximately 3 hours and stayed on the scene for more than 12 hours. Wells President Mark Schrader identified the six people as members of the church who had been vacationing near Wisconsin Dells. They are Pastor Steve Witte, Lydia Witte, Karis Keel, Stella Keel, Lena Henslin, and Mercy Henslin. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office believes the fire to be accidental. However, the investigation is ongoing. Portage County Executive John Pavelski continues to be on temporary medical leave of absence. The county is still asking that people do not contact him during this time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.